אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות כהכנה לכם.
We're going to read chosen excerpts from the sources as a preparation for the European Congress. The subject is the correction of the shattering. You can find it in our website and ask questions in Kabbalat.tv. So we'll continue with quote number 12 out of the introduction to the book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam. Item 19. All this agony is felt only by the klipa of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for himself was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and to turn it into a will to bestow. And the pains we suffer are but discoveries of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. And we would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to fulfill our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for ourselves, it is the source of all the needs. It's the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies. And you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the will to bestow. And it is as we have said, that the path of suffering in itself can bring us to the desired form.
Well, as if from what we just read, everything should be clear, right? What isn't clear? Yes, David?
What's not clear is that he uses the words that we have to eradicate and take away from the world, the will to receive. On the other hand, he says that it inverts into the will to bestow. So what does it mean to eradicate, and why does it invert? If we annul it, how does it eradicate?
How can you eradicate a desire? You can never eradicate a desire. That's the created being. It's there. It exists. I can't erase it. I can confuse myself. I can get drunk. I can, instead of a desire that awakens now, I can work with a different desire. Let's say I can do it. And then with the other desire, blur out the first one. But to uproot a desire? No. From fear or other pleasures, from negative or positive phenomena, I can do something that the current desire won't control me, but not that I can do anything about it. Also, the light that reforms doesn't do anything with the desire itself. It just raises or lowers its importance. But all the desires in man, that's how he was born, and that's how it'll be.
So why does he use these very clear words to abolish and eradicate it from the world?
That's from man's world, under that same masach, the way person sees the world, so he supposedly can change it. Only in that way. It's impossible. All of creation is a desire. Yeah? Quick.
Only torments are enough to make this change, or you need the light that reforms?
It depends on the sort of suffering. There is suffering from love, and it's always by suffering. The fact that I want to bestow to the Creator, it's from my suffering that I currently have in bestowing to the Creator. I also have different types of suffering, that I prefer this over that, and so on. Whichever desire is revealed in the will to receive, that is suffering.
Yeah, but for it to become the deficiency to bestow,
that needs great suffering.
Only the size of the torments?
Only the size. But we don't have any feeling if not for suffering. If I look at anything and I enjoy myself, look at this, listen to that music, I'm enjoying things that are pro and con.
And the light that reforms may seemingly make these torments easier because it lowers the importance of the will to receive.
Importance only. But it's always pleasure or pain. Only between them we get a sensation. One before the other. One against the other. Once the suffering ends, also the pleasure ends.
The light that reforms.
It's like having a good, nice meal, but not having an appetite. So they tell you, go for a walk for 15 minutes and come back to the table. Or take a sip of whiskey.
So the light that reforms takes care of which part, the torments or the pleasure? It gives us more importance of the greatness of the Creator, or it...
That I have a lack of the greatness of the Creator, that's why I don't have the force to bestow.
That's what the light that reforms gives?
Yep.
Look, he starts, Dudi started saying that all the agony are felt only by the kripa of our body. Can you explain this sentence?
Only on the will to receive. The true vessels are only on the will to receive. The other suffering is sufferings of love, and they come to the will to bestow. It's also suffering, but that's what we feel pleasure from.
Are these sufferings, he says that they are revelations. Why is it a revelation?
Yeah, revealing the lack of bestowal.
Of bestowal?
Yeah. Suffering from lack of bestowal only.
It's okay when you say the sentence, but why must there be torments in such a... Can't you teach a person without making him suffer? With quantity and quality. I don't understand this. These sufferings are terrible sometimes, so I'm asking myself.
There are sufferings of love and there's suffering of hate. Suffering of love is that I am in suffering that I love them, that they help me advance. Why don't I have the love of the Creator? Why don't I have love of friends? I feel sorry about it. I'm asking for advancement for it, for forces, for masachim. And that suffering. But this suffering is sweet. Sweetening the judgments, the sufferings. And there's suffering that comes from the klipot, that I have such disturbances that I can't do anything right now, and they devour me, and they distance me from friends and from the Creator.
I have a question. I'm not sure.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear unpleasant questions. Is there anybody else there? Yeah. Tons.
I'd like to continue, Rav.
To continue him?
Well, not exactly. Can you explain the first sentence?
All the suffering only, or the agony only on the klipa of our body, created only to be perished and buried. That this body, the will to receive, was created only to die and to be buried. Meaning, to erase it, to eradicate it from the world, meaning not to use it in order to receive, but only in order to bestow. That means to that it will be perished. This teaches us that the will to receive for himself was created, the will to receive for himself in him, meaning with the intention to receive, that's called in him, wasn't created only to eradicate it, abolish from the world, and turn it into will to bestow. Meaning the desire itself, just leave it the way it is. You only have to take care of the intention. And in the intention, you can only take care towards the group and towards the Creator. By this, you change the intention without harming the desire.
The goof here, when you're talking about the goof, the body, we're talking about... The
desire.
It's not the ordinary body.
Stop asking about that already. Come on. What goof, what body are you asking about? You're still bumping into these things?
No, but why the body?
There is no body. It's a piece of flesh. And in there, there's a desire. The fact that this desire is expressed through the body, don't call it a body. Still, call it a desire. Desire.
That the goof, when the physical body feels something, it also feels the deficiencies.
It's not the body feels, the desire feels. It just seems to you that it's your flesh feeling it. It's a desire. Everything is a desire. That's it. That's what we see. The flesh, the body, it's all fake. It's imaginary.
What does it mean when he says klipa here? What is the klipa we're talking about?
Klipa means the intention to receive.
Thank you.
Tbilisi.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
A
few years ago, you said that we can do everything for the sake of the Creator, meaning all our actions and our desires, they can all be for the sake of the Creator. It wasn't so clear in the past, but I think we're coming closer to it. Can you explain a bit about it?
Today, we are truly doing actions that are already reaching the Creator and giving Him contentment. Our actions are already very scrutinized and far away from the simple will to receive that was created in us. And truly, we have a nice, good advancement. In the last few years, you don't feel it yet. It's not felt like an embryo growing in his mother's womb. So what do you see? You don't see anything. The mother grows. The embryo, who sees it? Who knows? Only the wise sees what's going to be born. What will be born. So that's how it is for now. Soon, we'll see these things. The main thing for us is to start connecting around the Congress of Bulgari in order to connect Europe, hug them together, bestow to them in a way that it obligates us to connect around them, and that will obligate them to connect between them. So I'm asking this still. Who are the people that are organizing this? What do we start from? Three or four people. Who are they? Yaakov? Who else? Tzvika. What do you have with Europe? Oh, yeah, you're Romanian. Okay.
No. I want to tell you that we have a group with Yaakov and everyone, but every time we approach a certain subject, the Europeans are ahead of us. They've finished it. We're just starting, and every time, flights, the hotel closed. It's already, they invited it.
Wait. You don't have to worry about that.
So what should we worry about? What?
Food? Hotel?
No, everything's arranged already.
I don't want to hear about that.
So what do you need us to do?
Connection.
Connection is also something we do. We're connecting so many people. Really, so many people are connected. What do you want us to do? A morning lesson?
One man in one heart.
Cool. Is there anything else we should do?
That's already been done too.
What is the morning lesson we're all having together? Really, what is the morning lesson?
Oh, so the morning lesson, but I'm saying, first of all, is connection. I'm not asking about what we'll eat and how we'll set up the day. Or the technical issues. I'm not even speaking about that.
What are you expecting us to do?
Maybe you're speaking about the Congress. I'm not talking about the Congress.
You see, we don't understand this. Maybe you can elaborate.
We need to support the Congress and that it'll go along, right? But our purpose isn't the Congress. Our purpose now, just as we've been working on our tens, each one in his individual ten, now, from working on Europe, we're all concentrating and pressing on Europe. By this, we want to determine a new types of tens.
How can we put pressure? I don't understand. How can I put pressure on a group in Europe? Give me an example.
I hug them.
From afar. In what?
In thought, first, yes, in thought. In my ten, that I'm concerned in my ten, to hug them. I tell my friends in the ten, let's connect in order to bring our connection to Europe. Yeah. And then in such concern, it'll already be Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. We are advancing towards that second level.
That's the hardest thing, by the way.
So it's not organizing a Congress.
I was sure we have to do all the things in the Congress.
You need to find out what they need, what support they need. Maybe they need some help, but that's not what we're talking about. No. We're only speaking about the connection. Yes, Yaakov.
What would you say about an action that like the groups in Europe will present themselves for us so we can get to know them?
I'll be very happy. When can they do that?
Maybe in the preparation to the morning lesson, every day a group.
Whenever they want, even instead of morning lesson. It's a very important action. It's our spiritual actions. Just like that. So if they can, please organize it.
We will.
Because we also need translation and so on. Of course. But I'm speaking about connection, hug, that will do different circles, that will be concerned about one another. Our spiritual degree now, as it's being clarified, it depends on as much as we will be connected in broader circles. Believe me, I didn't cause this. The time has caused it. We are in such a period, the final generation, that it's all broadening. Okay? Plovdiv.
Доброе утро, мировой кли. В начале.
Hello, worldly. First of all, a short announcement. Today, after the lesson at 5:45, we're inviting you all to meet the Arvut team in order to prepare ourselves for the European Congress in Bulgaria. We sent the link to everyone. Rav, we're inviting you as well. We'll be very happy if you join us. The question is, what's the expectation from the tens in Europe prior to the Congress?
That they'll all find the connection between them, they'll find the connection with us, the world group, that the board, the general board, will give everybody a place. Is there a place yet, Yaakov?
In Bulgaria.
There's a place where everybody can connect and from there get information. Good. And from there we feed. So organize and connect, be mixed with one another, except for in a informative way, also emotional. I want to feel these friends. This is what is called those shriveled organs, that I have to bring them closer to the extent that I do that and raise them from lack of a feeling to a feeling. I give them life. I feel that they're alive inside me in connection to me. To that extent, I build and build and build the vessel until the Creator is revealed in it. Next. No other questions? So, Moscow.
Tomorrow, the entire world Kli, along with you, will have a lesson in Russian. And so, we have a request from all the tens of the world Kli, please prepare to this lesson. We're talking about the morning lesson. There's a link in on Sviva Tova where we can discuss this question. And Rav, we have a question for you. Yesterday, we had a meeting with the Bulgarian team, and it turned out that this new situation really leaves its imprint on them. On the one hand, they have a great impression. On the other hand, more and more corruptions are being revealed. So how can we, on the one hand, not lose anyone doing this work? On the other hand, to always be in this push forward.
That's how it has to be. This and that. It can't one exist without the other. Obviously, the corruption wounds will be revealed more and more, and we'll have to take care of them. No doubt. Be ready for it. There'll be corruptions, great ones. Of course. Without any reason. Simple reason. You want to come close to the Creator, please? So, you'll get disturbances. Overcome these, come closer to the Creator, you'll get even greater ones, and so on and so on. But you don't want to kill each other yet, right? You're still small. That'll come too. You agree? What do you want? But on the way, we have the Italy Congress. And also there we need to have a connection, unity.
You just said that I'm going to embrace the friend who is in Italy, over there.
Yeah.
So how can I embrace him? Not in a way that I break his world the way I see where he is. How can I embrace him in a way that he'll get more strength to go on the path?
You have to know that. You can hug in a way that he'll choke. And you can hug in a way that he'll feel warmth and love. That depends on the way you hug him and your intention. I can't say. And be careful. Anyway. Okay.
Thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. Let's sing a song.
המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם כי we are
together we cannot be wrong.
Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я.
Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song.
Las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.